Well, Steve, that was a really good performance, really solid performance from your side tonight.
Well, I think it was a performance that had many aspects to it. But I think it's continued from where we were at Ipswich, where we were at Charlton, where we were at Bolton, where we played some excellent football. And, you know, tonight we carried a little bit of luck in the second goal. But I think they carried a little bit of luck as well. We don't get one or two things again in their box that we think we should get. And then we've had to defend that last 10, 15 minutes when we've got some players running on nothing, really. They've given us so much. And obviously Rev's camped up a little bit, so he had to come off when the idea would have been to bring Luciano off, who'd nothing left in the tank. But I was proud of the players after Ipswich, and I'm equally proud with them tonight.
Yeah, it was a mature performance, wasn't it? Because they got the goals, you were 2-0 up after 32 minutes, and then you managed to be able to, when you were under pressure at times, hold on.
Well, it's a bit game management. You know, we probably got a little bit of slack in that 10 minutes, but that comes because your mind gets slack because you get tired. And, you know, we don't kid ourselves. We're still adjusting to a fantastic level of football in the Championship. You know, we've beaten a former Premier League champion here tonight. It's probably equal to any good result we've ever achieved as a football club. And I think in the first half we've done it really special. I think it's, you know, just a shame the game wasn't all over at half time, because we genuinely felt it should have been 3 or 4. And you always know that a club with the resources and the quality in that squad, when you see the likes of Gustetti and you see the likes of Jordan Rhodes and you see the likes of the quality they've got in the defensive zones, you know, you realise that you're going to have to work hard all over the pitch. But I think there's not a player who wore a Rotherham United shirt tonight who didn't give us anything.
You say that it was a bit of luck for your second goal, which it was, but also Ben Pringle and Luciano Vecchio chased it down. It was that work ethic tonight that seemed to be there as well, and in abundance.
Well, I think we've had that, but we've probably not carried a little bit of luck you get with it. But Ben gives the ball away, but you know, takes that offensive opportunity to go and press the game, and Luciano goes and presses the goalkeeper, and we get a bit of fortune when he kicks it off and goes into the net. But I thought Vecchio was fantastic tonight. I thought his link-up play with Ravel was great. And the people who wanted to knock me for not playing him on Saturday, if I'd have played him on Saturday, he would have had one leg here tonight, not two legs. So he's delivered the type of performance that we asked him to, and now he gets an opportunity. He won't be involved at Norwich because we'll respect the right, they're his parent club. And but we'll give him the opportunity now to go with Paul Warren, and the boy, I think he's been in the army.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple of hard weeks' work for him, I imagine, then, because do you think you're starting to maybe see what you want to see out of him?
Well, I think we've seen it tonight. I thought some of his link-up play in the first half with Alec was tremendous. You know, I keep saying it, is Alec Ravel is worth a fortune to my teams in this football club. I thought he was outstanding again for an hour tonight. And then the big man's been playing me a little knock as well, and he was hobbling around. So, yeah, we're pleased with Luciano, but it wasn't about the Luciano. I thought there was no one better on the pitch than my midfield two, than Paul Green and Lee Fricklington. You know, the statistics from Ipswich that Ipswich were kind to give us is the player who worked the hardest in the whole game at Ipswich was Lee Fricklington. I think it's probably would be replicated tonight if we had the stats on that. But we're pleased. We don't get carried away. We've been unlucky in recent weeks. We knew our win was round the corner. Round the corner's come. And now we get the opportunity to go to the league leaders in front of 27,000, 28,000 on Saturday. And we'll prepare as best we can.
Talk us through your decision to bring Adam Collin back in between the sticks.
Well, I made the decision to leave Adam out because of a couple of errors. And we've got two goalkeepers that are competing for the shirt. And we felt that Scott made an error on Saturday. And when it's as close as that, you know, it has to be one rule for everyone. It can't be one rule for Adam Collin, a different rule for Scott Loach. And we said to the guy, I said to Adam on Saturday as to why I was going with Scott. And I've told Scott why I was going with Adam. Hey, listen, they'll be fighting tooth and nail and let the best man win. But Adam's gone and got a clean sheet. He's had a couple of catches today. He's a couple of punches he's done well with. He's had one or two he's not done so well with. But goalkeepers are paid to get clean sheets if they can, and he's delivered that.
What was the issue with Kurt Broadfoot? Because he came off injured. He must be so frustrated because he kept the shirt tonight.
Yeah, he just twisted his ankle as innocently as winning a header. And I thought he'd started the game in real good fashion. And we said that I knew he'd done it straight away because I seen him come down from his leap, and I just seen him roll his ankle. We hope it's not too serious. The swelling's not too bad. It's nothing major. It could be days. It certainly won't be any more than the international break, but hopefully it's days and we can get him in the travelling party to Norwich. But when you've got Craig Morgan to bring on off the bench, then it shows you we do have a little bit of strength and depth when we can get our players fit.
Was it difficult to leave Craig Morgan out tonight then? Because obviously he was only missing because of suspension.
No, it was easy, because you pick it honestly. I thought Kurt Broadfoot and Carrie Anderson were excellent at Ipswich. And when a player gets a shot, if they deserve to keep it, then they keep it. And, you know, when you, I've always said for the time I've been here and at my previous club, I'm the most honest manager there is in the country, because I pick the team honestly. You can say my judgment's rubbish, but you can't say I'm no honest if you're a player. And every player thinks they should play in every game, and Craig have been disappointed not to start. But, you know, where are we now if Kirk's fit? Craig's got in and done well, hasn't he? So he's now got the shot.
And a word on Carrie Anderson as well. Got the goal. It's his first goal since you were back down in League Two, so it's been a while coming for him. And everyone mobbed him when the ball went in the back of the net. He's a character who's been in that side week in, week out. And I guess tonight a bit of patting on the back for him.
Well, for the older listeners at Radio Sheffield, he's the Albert Tatlock of your dressing room. You know, he just moans from the minute he walks in the door to the minute he walks out. And it's a sunny day, but Arnie will see a cloud in the sky, and it's been raining where he came down the road. And that's what he's like. But, you know, deep down, they love him. And why do they love him? Because we always say players get judged on their performances when they go across the white line. And Carrie's been, it just shows you what a player we signed in League Two, doesn't it? When he's a full international, he's still getting man of the matches for his country. And he's getting man of the matches a lot of weeks here by the Millers faithful. And they love him. But they just don't need to live with him, because I wouldn't like to live with him. He's moaning.
You seem pretty satisfied right now, Steve.
Well, we're satisfied and content because we've got 3 points, and we've been, you said it yesterday, we've been a little bit frustrated was a good word to use, but we've always kept the focus. We know tonight there's no winners anything, but, you know, perhaps our supporters tonight just want to have a little look at the league table. They know how tough it is, but just have a little look at clubs that's below us. There's some clubs there with 5 and 6 times our resources and budgets in there. And that's nothing other than just how difficult it is to win points in this league. And we're 2 and 3 points behind a lot of big, big clubs. The resources are frightening, but we've got a strategy here, myself and the chairman and our team, and we'll continue to work to that strategy.